Here's your Marshall's Marine Fishing Report with Pro Captain E on the Liz Callaway Show with Nick Summers. Talk 94.5. Brought to you by Marshall's Marine.
That's right. Captain E is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. I hope y'all are wonderful this morning.
Oh, we're hanging in there. So, Captain E, it's a bit chilly out there. What is going on? Are you able to go out fishing in this?
I would be fishing if I could, if I didn't have to work. I definitely would. I'm getting ready for the weekend. We got our kickoff first tournament of the year this weekend, and that is the Grand Strand Saltwater Anglers Annual Live Release Flounder Tournament, which is a huge event here in the inlet. And the fish are starting to show up and bite really good. And I think we're going to see some real big fish caught this weekend. But as for this morning, I would probably wait a little bit till it warms up, because it's chilly, I'm telling you.
All right. And, you know, if there's these tournaments that, you know, there's probably a whole bunch of them on the calendar, how do people find out about these tournaments or to see if they can, you know, participate in them?
Well, I'll tell you, probably the best thing to do is get on Facebook and go to Grand Strand Fishing Reports. It's a page on there that myself and another captain run. We've got about 14,000 people on there. All the tournaments are posted there. You can also go to trilogyoutdoorsmedia.com under events, and we try to get as many as we can up there that people let us know. But this event is a big event, and the Grand Strand Saltwater Anglers have been here for years, I think close to 40 years and maybe even longer. It's a great group, and they do a lot for the community. Above just having a fishing tournament, which raises a lot of money for them, but they have done a lot for the reefs, for the nearshore reefs. They give scholarships to Coastal every year for the marine biology department. And they also sponsor SALT, which is the Student Angler League Tournament Trail, very important tournament trail that our elementary, middle school, high school kids can fish throughout the year, competitive level, with great prizes, and it's a great Christian group run by Captain Rayburn Poston, and it's only getting bigger. They're going to be involved with FCA next year, but all of these things don't happen if people don't come out and fish these events and fish in these tournaments and support these local events like this one. And Marshall's and myself are proud sponsors of this event. Marshall's is one of the bigger sponsors. I sponsor all of the youth prizes, and we love doing that. I've done it now for, this is going on 12 years, and I've got kids that are married now that have won this event and that have won the youth division. And my son won it a couple years ago, which was a lot of fun. But it's a great event. The captain's meeting is Friday night at 5:00 at the Beaver Bar in Merle's Inlet. You have to be there to register. Only one member of your team has to be there, but they have to come in and register and get all your information and everything else. Tournament day is all day on Saturday, and then the awards and everything will be at Crazy Sister Marina right out back. Now, there's a weigh-in all day long. Because it's live release, everybody, I've encouraged anyone that does a live release to offer hourly weigh-ins. In other words, where you're not keeping these fish, you're not taking them on boat rides all day long, you can actually run, weigh your fish, and go back to fishing. You can upgrade. It's not like you're married to that fish. If you weigh a fish at 7:50 in the morning, you can upgrade. But they do an hourly prize of $100 cash for the biggest fish of every hour. And then first place is $1,500 this year, cash, biggest flounder. So there's a lot of cash up for grabs, and again, it's benefiting a great group that does so much for this area. And I suggest anybody that's interested in finding more out about them, if you go find them on Facebook, Grand Strand Saltwater Anglers Association, and check in to join them. They meet once a month, and they have a great informative speaker every time, and it's a great meal, and that's it. You don't have to get involved in the politics part of it. I know a lot of people, you know, that turns people off with these fishing clubs and stuff. But overall, it's just a real great experience with some great people. And I hope a lot of people will come out and support it this weekend. Another near and dear event that this weekend, and I want to talk about is the opportunity for us to all wake up Sunday morning after fishing on Saturday and to get in our boats, get in our golf carts, get on the road, get out here, and clean this inlet up and give back to the inlet. The spring tide cleanup put on by Merle's Inlet 2020 is at 10 a.m. at Morse Landing. Stacy and the crew at Merle's Inlet 2020 will give you everything you need to go clean up. I mean, gloves, grabbers, trash bags, everything. It's a great event. I'll tell you, if you really want to go have fun and you really want to, you know, we all look around when we're on the water and we may notice a piece of trash and just say, oh, look at that, and maybe reach over and pick it up and feel like, oh, we did something. Well, if you really get to look and see all the trash and debris that's in this inlet, it's sad, but it's also, I mean, it's unfortunately, it's part of growth. I mean, you've got, you know, how many storms and how many floods have we had in the last 2 years? All that debris is out there. It gets stuck in areas. So with high tide on Sunday, I think is going to be somewhere 11:30 or 12. You can get into some areas by boat that you typically wouldn't be able to, and do some cleaning. So it's a great weekend to get out. And again, on Sunday, you can get back to the inlet. They've got a chowder cook-off right after. They feed you. Again, a great event. Morse Landing, 10 a.m. There'll be a little ceremony at the beginning with some music and fellowship. And then everybody will turn loose and go clean up everywhere from Wakawatchee all the way out to Garden City to the Point. I mean, it's everywhere.
And, have you participated in this before? I mean, what tips can you bring, give people to bring or wear or do?
So I have participated, and I can tell you this. You will be amazed at some of the things you can find as far as trash. I would definitely put the gloves on. I will just say that. I'll definitely wear the gloves. Last year, I was with DNR. One of the DNR officers and myself were assigned to trash pickup. In other words, we went and met the groups and grabbed all their big stuff and put on a trailer. We had a leather recliner out of the inlet, six trash cans, six full trash cans that had been blown in the inlet and just left. You know, there's stories. Billy Nichols told me that he found a prosthetic leg in the inlet.
Oh, my gosh.
And then quite a few other things that we can't say on air. But lots of stuff. And I would just say this much, you know, make sure you're protected good. And don't overlook any areas. You know, my kids and I have adopted Merle's Inlet Landing and Wakawatchee. We did this back during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep them as clean as we can. It's impossible. But we will periodically go and take the cart. They put on rubber gloves, and we go walk around and clean them up. And it's easy. It's a way to give back. It's a way to teach them how to give back. And they love it. It's a competition for them. They try to see who can get the most in their bag. And again, you know, they grab some items that I wish they wouldn't have picked up, but they're wearing gloves and they're protected. So,
oh, my gosh.
As you can imagine, some of these public landings.
Anything
at night,
on, hey, Captain E, anything on Jimmy Hoffa?
Nothing on Jimmy Hoffa yet.
Nothing on Jimmy Hoffa, but I can tell you one thing. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I have had to have quite a few conversations with my kids about things want to this early.
All right. We have a question for you on the Showtime Autoglass text line.
That's right. First, Dandy Don wanted to say, good morning, Captain E. And the question is from another person.
Good morning.
Yep. This person wants to know if any new word on any updates on Grand Strand Fishing Rodeo kickoff.
May 1st at earliest. We're automating everything for the tournament for this year with a great app called Fishing Chaos. They're a company out of Alabama. They are incredible. They run a lot of big events. Where I'm having some trouble right now is because we've entered a peer division. We have a separate peer division this year, and with quite a few of the peers dragging feet right now at opening up, I don't want to mention any names, we are getting held back a little bit by then. But at minimum, it will at earliest it will be May 1st, and it will run through at least December. We're looking if we end up having to go any later than May, we're going to run a little bit longer into next year. But the event is set on go. We've got incredible prizes once again already, incredible sponsors. We're just trying to make sure we can get this automated and make it far more user-friendly. I can't be up and down the Grand Strand getting weigh-ins every single day when people weigh in. So we had to go this route, and it just makes sense, and it's going to be a lot easier. Everybody that wants to participate can go to Fishing Chaos. They'll be able to download the app and then go right to Grand Strand Fishing Rodeo. You'll register there. You'll go to the weigh stations. You'll weigh your fish in. They'll put your fish into the app, and it'll go right into the computer. You'll know where you stand each month. There'll be no arguing, no questions. Everything's right there in front of you, and it's going to make the experience a lot better. So we're looking forward to that. So tell Michael Gasper I said we've got it covered. I'm guessing that's who it was because I know he listens every Tuesday.
But, he's not on our text list, but it could be.
Yep. But anyway, listen, I want to say something real quick.
Sure.
Marshalls has been turning boats out left and right. It's been incredible the last month, just like we all expect. Yeah, April, the end of March and April, everybody gets that bug. Go down and visit them. Go over to Lake City. I had the employees out a week ago. I had five boatloads of employees from Marshalls. It's my appreciation that I do for them every year. We caught a lot of fish. We had a great competition. I finished dead last. Of course, that always happens when you bring the owner on the boat with you. But we caught a lot of fish. We just didn't have the big ones. But we had a great time. Go down and visit all these guys. It was nice to have some of the fishers out. Husband with us. We had the owners. They're a great group of people. And I always say it, you know, when you buy a boat from Marshalls, you're becoming part of the Altman family. Everybody says Marshalls family. But the Altman family, obviously, is the ones behind the scenes, but you do become part of the family. And remember, here at Marshalls Marine, thousands have saved millions over the years.
You know, I'm always looking at their website, and you can go on to marshallsmarine.com. There's so much to choose from. How do people decide if they've never had a boat before? Like, what do you do before you decide what kind of boat to get? I mean, you kind of know what boat you're looking for at all times, you know, but other people don't have a clue.
No, and I'll tell you, don't overlook YouTube. I hate to say it, but don't overlook YouTube. And the other thing is, if you can narrow it down to a couple companies, I do a lot of research myself, even on my company that I represent, which you know is Key West Boats, through Marshalls Marine. I do a lot of research on them. I have to keep up with all the new products coming out. And in that, I get to see reviews from other people, from other owners, from other Key West owners. I definitely suggest strongly going online and doing your research, doing your background check. Every one of these boat companies has a owner's Facebook page. And, you know, I would go to the Key West Boat Owners page and join it. Go to the Tidewater Boat Owners page. Go to the G3 Owners page, which is an awesome page, by the way. G3 owners are awesome people. I'll just say that. I mean, just to see some of the videos they put up, it's such a diverse boat. You know, you can do so much with it. They're all the different designs that they have, but that's another great option. You know, especially for here, I always say it. I think aluminum boat here is a great option. You take care of it. It works. It does everything you need in the salt water, and then you turn right around and head over to the river and do a booze cruise over there or go fishing in the river. It's just a great boat. But, you know, whether you're looking for fiberglass, aluminum, pontoon, whatever, go online and do your research. YouTube, there's a lot of people that put up videos comparing boats. You know, when you get down to whether you're trying to figure out whether you want that Express or G3 or that Key West boat, like, I would go look, because I can promise you at some point in time somebody has had to make that decision, and a lot of these smart YouTubers put it on video, and they put it out there for you to look at. And, you know, say what you want about these YouTubers, they're smart. I mean, I just learned this week that there's a YouTube golfer that's going to qualify to play in the Myrtle Beach Golf Classic.
Wow.
And they're having a golf tournament between YouTubers. Now, I am a purist when it comes to golf. Most people don't understand my history of golf, my family history. I'm a purist when it comes to golf.
Mm-hmm.
I think the changes in golf have been great in some ways. I think it's been terrible in others. But I don't see where a YouTuber, no offense, and I'm sure somebody's listening that's going to offend, I don't see where a YouTuber should have the opportunity to go play golf one day or 2 days to beat each other and go take a spot of somebody who's playing for a living on the PGA Tour and not offer that spot to somebody who is out there doing it for a living. Instead, let's get some clicks, you know? Let's get some clicks and put a YouTuber out there to embarrass himself. I'll just say that. I will almost be willing to bet right now, anybody's listening can mark my word, whoever makes it through that YouTube classic, YouTube golf challenge, will embarrass himself, okay? I'm just saying it. I'm going on record right now. I'm recording this today for myself anyway, so I'm going on record. I'm saying that they will embarrass themselves, and I'm going to get a lot of heat, and oh well. But but anyway.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something good.
Yeah.
The fish are biting. Go fishing. Great weather's around the corner. And Marshall's Marine is here to take care of all your boating needs.
Captain E, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great one.